to apologize for calling so late. And judging by the sound of your voice, I'm guessing I woke you up. Sorry. But I think in a moment you're going to be thanking me for it. Well, you know my sister. And you know how she just got married? And you know how for the honeymoon she won some kind of giveaway for a tropical vacation? I'm nothing. I'm in my closet trying to find a swimsuit. Ow. Yes, I'm fine. As I was saying, she won some kind of giveaway online, but unfortunately, she's sick. It's the flu. It's rough, though. She's completely bedridden. And Charles isn't feeling so great either. And the plane tickets, the hotel reservations, it's all non-refundable. She's really disappointed, and she doesn't want to waste a free vacation. So she insisted that I go in her place, and since there are two tickets, I was thinking, and she was thinking, that I could bring a friend. And so I thought about it, and I asked myself who in the world I would most want to spend a beautiful, relaxing, all-expense-paid tropical vacation with. And the very first person to come to mind was Lexi, but she can't make it, so how would you like to go? Is that a yes? Really? We'd leave tomorrow morning. The flight is at 8 a.m. Is that too soon? You sure it's not too last minute? 'Cause it feels pretty last minute. You'll make it work. How very spontaneous of you. I'm so excited. I'll see you tomorrow. Here. I bought a candy bar. I thought we could share. Are we actually doing this? Are we insane for doing this? You're right. We'd be insane not to. It's just so last minute. I've never done anything like this before. Exactly. Every day of my life is meticulously planned and scheduled 6 months in advance. Every decision I make is made with the help of a pro-con list. This is so fun, but then at the same time, I'm totally freaking out. I barely have any idea where we're even going or what we're doing. My sister sent me the resort's itinerary, but I haven't even had the chance to look at it, really. She called me last night with the news. She wanted to wait until the very last minute because she was holding out hope that she would feel better in time for the trip. And as soon as I got her call, I had to start packing. And then I called you, and here we are. I haven't had time for anything else. What? I didn't call Lexi before I called you. That was a joke. You were my first choice. I would choose you over anybody. This is the hotel. This isn't a hotel, this is a palace. Wow. This must be a pretty popular honeymoon destination. Look, I've never seen so much PDA in my life. Hello. Yes, we're checking in. We have a reservation under the name Riva, R-I-V-A. Here's my ID. Oh, reservation confirmation? Yes, I have that somewhere. Hold on. That would be an email, right? Okay. Let's see here. I'm usually more prepared than this. This is very unlike me. Yes, here we go. Could I have a hard copy of the itinerary? It's not too much trouble. I have a digital copy, obviously, but I... Oh, thank you. Couples Resort. It says at the top, Couples Resort. Is this resort exclusively for couples? No, I mean, of course I was just clarifying. I knew that. We're a couple. Aren't we, babe? We just got married, so. We're just so excited to spend 2 whole weeks with each other. 2 whole weeks of swelling romance and fiery passion. Who put that on the itinerary? Because it's beautiful. Really beautiful. A room key. Great. Thank you. Bye. Don't say a word. Stop it. Don't you dare laugh. This room is insane. There's a jacuzzi in the middle of the room. And do you see this chandelier? And the view! Oh my gosh, right on the beach. How did my sister find this place? You know, I half expected it to all be a scam. We'd get to some dingy motel in the middle of nowhere where we then would be escorted into a dark underground lair where they would cut out our organs and sell them on the black market. I saw it in a movie once. Speaking of, I'm gonna call my sister and let her know that we arrived here, okay? You okay?
Hope so.
How's Charles?
He just threw up.
Oh.
He's worse than I am. But enough about us. How's the resort?
The resort is beautiful. Like, jaw-dropping beautiful. It's amazing. I'll send you pictures.
I can't wait.
And by the way, you didn't tell me that it's a couples-only resort.
I didn't mention that.
No, you conveniently left that out.
Oops.
Sorry, 1 second.
Who, me?
No, not you. Hold on.
Are you taking me into the bathroom? me?
Tara, we're friends, okay? That's it.
But you don't want to be just friends.
Tara...
Okay.
I'm gonna say something, maybe. I just need to wait for the right time.
You are at a beautiful tropical vacation. What better time?
I just need to think, okay?
No, no more thinking. You always think too much. Don't think, just do. You need to practice making decisions without weighing every possible outcome first. No more thinking and planning and making pro-con lists. Are you making one right now?
No.
Pathetic. Pass the phone. I want to say hi.
No.
Why not?
I don't trust you.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to...
Oh, no. You're cutting out. I can't hear you.
No.
Goodbye. Feel better soon.
No, don't you dare.
Thanks
hang
for
up
the
on
free
me.
Vacation.
I swear.
Yep, I'm done. She's still pretty sick, but she sounds better than yesterday, so... Oh, great, they brought up our luggage. Should we look at the itinerary? Alright, let's see here. Looks like dinner is in an hour. Their restaurant is right on the water. It's amazing. There's live music. Fun. End the evening with a romantic couples massage. Tomorrow morning at 7, there is a yoga class, followed by scuba lessons. Hey! Give it back. That's our schedule. No, I mean, it's not like we're gonna get thrown in jail if we don't follow the itinerary, but it's nice to have some structure. Without it, how are we gonna have any idea what to do? You're taking off your shirt. Why are you taking off your shirt? We're going swimming? But the itinerary... Okay, I promise not to mention the I word for the rest of this trip. You really want to go swimming right now? What if we miss dinner? Okay, I guess we're going swimming. Let me just get changed. Wow, check out that bonfire. So cool. And the hammocks over there. See? We should hang out in those later. This is heaven. I want to live on the beach. Doesn't even have to be this beach. Any beach. Stick me in a little beach shack that doesn't even have a bed or a kitchen, and I would still be happy. I would sleep on the roof under the stars. I would live off of coconuts and mangoes. And I would spend every day bathing in the sun and swimming with sea turtles and walking on the beach every night like we are now. Then why don't I? Because it's a fantasy, not reality. It couldn't be a reality. Because I have my family, my parents and my sister. I don't think they'd want to live in a beach shack with me. I'll ask them, but I guarantee that they'll say no way. Plus, I have you. How would I function if I lived thousands of miles away from my best friend? You would not want to come with me. Stop it. You have your own life, too. You can't just pick up and leave. Okay, this is crazy talk. I started it? No, I told you. It's just a fantasy. No, I did mean it. It's not like you meant it when you said you'd follow me across the world and live with me in a tiny little beach shack with no bed and no kitchen. Maybe you did mean it? Really? Really? So we would live together? You think that would go over well? What if we grow to hate each other, cramped in such a tight space? I wish I thought like you. Nothing seems to weigh you down. You just live so freely. You don't let fear or expectation or other people's opinions dictate the way you live your life. Do you ever question your own decisions? And? See, that's what I wish I could be like. Instead, I overthink everything. If I want something, but it's uncertain or I can't, if I don't know what might happen, I don't go after it. Yeah, I guess. I'll never know if I don't try. But that's my problem. I think I prefer not to know. You know? You know what? Why are you smiling? What is that? Will you please say something? I don't know what's going on. Oh. Are you... Did you overhear the phone call with my sister? How much of the phone call did you hear? Like, what bits and what pieces? Nothing, I'm just covering my face. Because if I can't see you, then you can't see me. Oh my, I was just, okay. My sister, she kept saying that, and I've told her before that, that I, really, you're not gonna help me out here at all. You're just gonna stand there watching me squirm. Oh my god, look, a dolphin. No, let me go. I'm escaping into the water. Yes, that's exactly what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna swim away from you. I'll stop splashing when you stop following me. Put me down, no. Let me go. Let me go. Say it? Say what? I surrender. I surrender. Is that what you want me to say? And the other thing? Itinerary. Is that it? That's not it. Oh. Why do I have to be the one to say it? What are you gonna do if I don't say it? That's not much of a threat. I don't wanna say it. Because what we have right now is comfortable and safe. And I always know what to expect. And I don't want that to change. You keep saying that. What on earth was that for? I was gonna say I love unicorn. What happens now? And after that? And after that? We don't know. And that's the beauty of it. Wow, okay. Shakespeare. You know, we did follow one thing on the itinerary. Swelling romance and fiery passion. Kill me now.